The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, what is the good news here? What is the good news here? Jesus has to be our priority. Jesus has to be our priority. I think this is quite likely to be one of those times that Jesus kind of grabs his apostles by the shoulders and is shaking them. You don't quite get it, right? It kind of let's get out of our outcomes mentality. Yeah, because Jesus being our priority means that the most important thing in our lives is faithfulness. The most important thing in our lives is obedience to Him. And I think sometimes we may raise certain outcomes above those objectives, faithfulness, obedience. We say, but if I'm so extreme in my love for God, if I'm so extreme in following Jesus, it's going to cause problems elsewhere. Okay, and? Right? Or as one of my little friends likes to say, so? So? Right? It's not about that. It's not about outcomes because we don't have a full view. Who here knows every aspect of God's creation? Right? None of us. Not one of us. Who here knows the intricacies of God's entire plan to rescue the entire world? No one? Okay. So what are we holding on to? What's preventing us from saying, "Okay, Jesus, you've got it"? Because I certainly don't have it. You've got it. Your plan, not my plan. Your world, not my world. And then here, yeah? Jesus first. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what's going to happen when we put Jesus first? I don't want to get into, thought experiment, what's going to happen, right? Because if everybody puts Jesus first, fantastic. And in fact, that's the newly made heavens and earth, freed from the corruption of sin and death. Everybody's praising Jesus. Everybody's putting Jesus first. And so there's peace and justice and prosperity for all peoples and so on and so forth. But to get there, you have to start now. Putting Jesus first, no matter the cost. We don't know what the cost is going to be. We don't really grasp what the reward is going to be. But we know that this is what we're called to. This is what we're summoned to. So yeah, might there be division in families if we truly put Jesus first and live out our loyalty to Him, live out our allegiance to Him in every aspect of our lives? Yes, there may be division in families. So? That's not ours. We can't control outcomes. But we can control how we respond to God's call on our life today. And our only, say, reasonable and good answer to him is yes. And so today, as every day we come before our Lord in the Eucharist, we lay down our lives to God, we offer ourselves to him, we sacrifice ourselves to him through and with and in the sacrifice of his Son, that Jesus has made us able to offer that sacrifice. And from this altar, we participate in the divine life itself. We eat and drink the life of God that we might be the life of God for his world. The only way it's accomplished is faithfulness. The only way it's accomplished is obedience, surrender to him, to be filled with his life to overflowing, and to bring his life and love into the world.